Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Arrow. Inside the highendpottery.com studio, hi-endpottery.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with entrepreneur and journalist Carlos Watson, who is aiming to enlighten and challenge your thinking with his captivating new program, The Carlos Watson Show. His guest, my God, this guy is doing it right. Malcolm Gladwell, Roxanne Gay, Sean Spicer, and so many more. He is elevating the journalistic world's experience, just like highendpottery.com. All high-end products are one-of-a-kind functional art pieces, and they will sit down with you and customize the art with you. When was the last time that you walked into someone's house going, oh, well, I've seen that before. Oh my God, we all shop at Walmart, right? No, this is not a Walmart experience. Not at highendpottery.com. We're talking about two hitters, pipes, bongs and bubblers, wake and bakes, and so much more. You got to be 21 years of age in order to make the purchase. And when you do, let them know that Arrow sent you so that you don't have to pay for the shipping and handling here in the States. hi-endpottery.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Carlos Watson.
Hey, Arrow, how are you? I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Dude, before we even get started, youtube.com/OZY. That is where you're going to find the Carlos Watson Show. And this is real broadcasting and real journalism on this channel.
Arrow, I am so appreciative of you having me on and spreading the word. And I'm excited about the show we just launched this week.
What you do with your show, for instance, like you're going to sit down and you're talking with Sean Spicer. A lot of us only know Sean because of the news headlines, but you get one-on-one with a guy that is still a mystery to many of us.
Yeah, you know, part of what I wanted to do was not only do quick sound bites and kind of talk about whatever the topics of the day are, but really go deeper and get their backstories. And this, that certainly was true with Sean. Most of us know him as President Trump's press secretary, but what an interesting story growing up in New England, how he found his way into politics and how he found his way into and out of the Trump White House. And so he was one of many interesting people who we've had on the show. Bethany Frankel, you know, interesting to hear her rise as a television star and mogul, once upon a time babysitter for Paris Hilton. So life has evolved and changed for her a lot too. So I've loved our guests. They've been terrific and interesting people.
Well, look at what you did with Representative Karen Bass, because in a matter of hours, she could be the VP pick guy.
You know what? No two ways about it. And it's part of the magic, Arrow, of this show, is that there's an opportunity both to bring people folks they already know, like Malcolm Gladwell, but also introduce them to people they may not know yet. And certainly someone like Congresswoman Bass is on the edge of becoming a household name. And if Biden chooses her, she would be thrust into the conversation of potentially being a heartbeat away from the presidency.
The show we're talking about is The Carl Watson Show, which you can find on youtube.com/OZY. When you put these interviews together, the one thing that I've always loved about you is that you're a brilliant storyteller. There is a beginning, a middle, and a continuation, and that's the journalist in you.
Errol, you're kind to say that. I love telling stories. I love not only entertaining people, but you know, they used to say on one of the great cartoons, if you're not careful, you just might learn something. And so if there's an opportunity for people not only to enjoy these conversations, but learn from them, that feels like a special opportunity.
To put yourself in that mode of forward thinking, because you have to be a visionary when you're sitting in front of these guests, because they all come in with an agenda. How do you keep them on track so that you yourself, remember, because it's on YouTube, you know, you don't want people to tune out so quickly. You need them to be there all the way to the end.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think there are two things. One, I think you have to find people who really want to have a conversation and not just a scripted interview. So I think you have to be careful about that. But two, I think you yourself have to be in the moment. I think, Errol, one of the things that happens sometimes to a lot of us when we're interviewing is that we get stuck to a script. We're not listening as closely and carefully, and consequently, the person on the other end of it knows that, and they start to just give you the same answers. And so I try to be in the moment with our guests, try and have really kind of interesting and open conversations, and go from there.
This thing with TikTok is really bothering me, because if it's considered to be a threat against national security, I'm worried, Carlos, because what happens if Carlos does this brilliant interview and then is labeled the same thing? I'm so worried as a broadcaster and a journalist, is it affecting you the same way?
You know what, that's interesting. I hadn't immediately gone there as quickly, but certainly I think that's a reasonable question to ask. You know, we're living in such a charged moment. The president clearly has gone after media in a variety of forms, whether talking about fake news, going after AT&T and CNN, questions about the social media platforms, that this in some ways feels a part of it. And yet at the same time, we have seen international interference in our elections and in other ways. And so, you know, when you do hear him and potentially other lawmakers wonder whether or not TikTok is a risk, you have to hear that. But that's an interesting question, Errol. I don't know. But you're right. It's possible to see it as part of a larger question about media freedom and sovereignty.
You're a brilliant man. I can't wait to talk to you again. And you know darn good and well it'll happen.
Errol, thank you for having me. Know that I appreciate it.
You be brilliant today, sir.
Thank you. You as well.